Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for listening, for downloading, for sharing the show. It's the only way the profession knows about it is from you guys. We want to thank you there. One more way we like to say thank you is every once in a while we like to pair up with an organization that is doing good things. The Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, they hate cancer just as much as you and I do, and they're doing something about it, and that's called research. We know the importance of research within this field of physical therapy, so help us out. Maybe you can drop a dollar or two in the bucket and help us reach our goal of $2,500 as we donate for the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. You can do it online securely. Right there is a 501c3 organization, so of course you get those tax credits, which is always good. On Facebook, on our Twitter pages, at PT Pinecast, you can see the information. Throw us a donation. We'd be forever grateful. Now, let's get on with the show.
For the most part, they all have these unbelievably amazing stories, but then to see how they give back to their communities and advocate for others, it's just, it's amazing to watch them do what they do.
Sherry Walters, physical therapist and athletic trainer on the show today. Excited for her insight. She works with athletes of all levels, U.S. women's ice hockey team, Paralympics. Wanted to get her insight on the show today. So thanks for her time. Owens Recovery Science bringing you the first round on PT Pinecast today. A single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check it out online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pinecast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. We wanted people to know the Olympics aren't over. So we're talking to Sherry Walters. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How are you connected to the Paralympic Games?
I actually spent 4 weeks in Pyeongchang with the U.S. women's ice hockey team. But in the past, I've worked with U.S. Paralympic track and field, U.S. equestrian, para-equestrian, and USA para-swimming in the summer games, both in London and Rio.
Wow. And give us your story. So you're a physical therapist, but you have some other qualifications as well.
Yep. I was actually an athletic trainer first and then worked a lot of football, primarily with the University of Florida's football program, and then stayed on there at Florida to go to PT school. Worked a lot with a lot of different professional and elite sports, including a bunch of Major League Baseball guys. Wow. NFL athletes, but I'd always wanted to work within the Olympic movement, and so I'd signed up for the two-week volunteer positions at the Olympic training centers, and that was actually how I got hooked up with the Paralympic track and field.
All right, so let's dig in. So what was your experience like working with these athletes? I want to paint a picture because I think a lot of people see the Olympics come and go very quickly, and I'm right along with them. I love watching the Olympics. Every 2 years, I get behind it. I don't care what sport it is, but the Olympic Games don't end at those closing ceremonies. They're just getting started for some Paralympians. So what's that experience like when you're working with those athletes?
As part of the medical staff, honestly, it's very similar to working with any other athletes. You're going to see similar injuries across the sport. So if you're talking track, you're going to see a lot of hamstring strains, whether it's on the Olympic side or the Paralympic side. If you're talking about the throwers, same thing, you'll see a lot of different shoulder issues. I think there's just a added layer of complexity with some of the other things that are going on within their daily lives and then just medically. So for example, with perhaps a seated thrower who pushes a wheelchair in their daily life, if they're a seated thrower, if they have an injury to that region of the body, then there are additional complications in terms of how they manage the rest of their life. So to some degree, there maybe is even a more of a focus on preventative measures in those types of situations. But in general, from a sporting aspect, it's incredibly similar.
I just love the backstories. I love hearing, you know, the stuff that these athletes have to overcome before they even ever get to play a sport most of the time. What are some stories that you remember and that really bring a smile to your face when talking about some of the athletes you've worked with?
For the most part, they all have these unbelievably amazing stories, but some that really just kind of stick out. One of them, Scout Bassett. She is a above the knee amputee, and she was an orphan in China. She was actually found on the side of the road with one of her legs severely burned that she had lost, and then the other one also had some burns. She was in that orphanage, I think, 6-7 years without ever going outside. And then a family from the States adopted her, brought her back here. And then just even here in the U.S. with some of her struggles, just in terms of how people treated her as a person with a physical impairment. Just some of the stories are just crazy, but she overcame all of that. Graduate of UCLA, made the Paralympic team and sponsored now by Nike, Citibank, Oakley. But even in Rio, she still hadn't medaled, even despite those endorsements and being a full-time professional athlete. But this past World Championships in London in 2016, she did. And it was just incredible to kind of watch her transformation through that process. And then similarly, Tatiana McFadden had been given up for adoption in Russia. And so just knowing her story and just kind of as an advocate for children in Russia to be allowed to be adopted by families in the U.S. So all of these athletes have these unbelievable stories and they're great athletes to try to do what she does racing. It's just incredible to watch. And if you've never actually tried it yourself, like you can't lift your arms for 3 days if you just push for a couple of minutes. But she runs every race from the 100 meter all the way through the marathon and medaled in Rio in those events. But then to see how they give back to their communities and advocate for others, it's amazing to watch them do what they do.
I get all choked up watching it, and the funny part is they're telling stories similar to the two stories you just mentioned there, and they do it so nonchalantly, and I think that's great. You know, I was watching one alpine skier talk about how she was born with half of her right arm and half of her right leg, and literally she said she must have been about 11 or 12 years old when she was approached to be a part of an adaptive ski program, and she had to ask her mom what adaptive was. And I thought that was fantastic that she was just an athlete. She was just a girl. She wasn't an adaptive athlete until she was approached for a program like that.
Yeah, a lot of them have stories like that. And then like those cases that, you know, we've just given, those people didn't really necessarily even have almost like a choice in a way. But, you know, you ask for examples. There's another one, Jared Wallace. He's a below the knee amputee, and ultimately his amputation was actually a choice. He had been planning to run at the University of Georgia, and he had had some issues with some exertional compartment symptoms and had a surgery that didn't go right. And I think it was like 13 surgeries later, a physician told him that his best chance to continue to be active in life and do the things that he wanted to do was to have the amputation. And he looked up, you know, what people did. And after they had an amputation, everything from skiing and surfing and wakeboarding and, you know, running, he decided just immediately to have it. Let's do it and move on with life. And so it's impressive too, just to watch those sorts of things play out as well.
Yeah. It's just amazing to hear stories about someone like Jared. And he made that amazing decision, and it was because he wanted to keep moving. You know, he had a situation where, he was having some sort of a compartment syndrome effect with exertion, and he just said, you know what, moving and athletics and sports, that's my life. I'm going to make this really big decision, and he went with it.
Yep, he went with it, and he's doing everything he's ever wanted to do.
That's awesome. So which teams are you working with right now? Well, where are you? Because we tried to set up this interview for a couple of days. You are all over. You're like me. You don't stop moving.
Yep, I just returned about 2 weeks ago from South Korea with the U.S. women's ice hockey team. Once we got back, we had a bit of a media tour traveling about to celebrate that gold medal. So I'm currently in Tampa and about to pack up and move back to the Oklahoma-Dallas area.
Okay. And then, so are you, what's your work schedule like with the Paralympic teams now that the games are underway? How do you fit in?
Yep. So it kind of worked out perfect working ice hockey as a winter sport. Because it didn't interfere with the Paralympic track and field schedule at all. So they've had a recent changeover of leadership with that program. Kathy Sellers had been the high performance director for at least two Paralympic cycles, and she recently retired. So they've just filled her position, and so they're mapping out what that season will look like. So hopefully I'll still be involved with those. And then I've just recently signed up to get certified as a classifier within track and field. And so I'll also be involved from that standpoint. So I will be going to events to work both as a physical therapist, athletic trainer, and as a classifier.
So give me the classifier. I think I kind of know what that is, but I want to make sure, and who better to ask than you. What's a classifier? What does that mean?
So just like, say, in wrestling, there's different weight classes to put people with like people so that the competition is fair. Classification for Paralympics is very similar. So, for example, if someone has a visual impairment, they wouldn't be competing against someone that has a spinal cord injury. So they're in different classes. And it's the classifier. There's a medical classifier, typically a PT or a medical doctor who will do the medical side of it. And then there's a technical classifier, someone that's very familiar with the sport or the event that will examine the person based on what the sporting needs are. So those two, the medical and technical, work closely together to put someone in their appropriate class. So for example, if someone has a spinal cord injury, are they a quad or they're paraplegic, how much ab function do they have determines whether they're like a T53 versus a T54. And so just based on our medical knowledge of where the spinal cord lesion is and then our testing procedures, how much function they have, that would kind of give us a baseline of what class the person would fall into. But then medical and technical would both watch that person push the wheelchair around the track to get a sense of for sure whether or not that was the appropriate class for them.
That's cool. We're talking about how you're all over the place going around the world, around the country. Just want to thank our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. If you ever sat still for more than a couple of weeks, Sherry, we could find you a placement anywhere in the 50 U.S. states with Aureus. Their website, AureusMedical.com. Any of the disciplines too, and I want to remind people ask me all the time, they say, well, how much does it cost to have Aureus find me a job? It's zero. You don't pay anything as the PT. They just find you the position. You go there. You get to travel from location to location, either 13 weeks or long term. You decide. And you get paid to do what you want to do. It's AureusMedical.com.
Follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
Be a leader in advancing patient outcomes with the APTA's Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. You can leverage your EHR data to benchmark outcomes without added data entry. That's right, there's no additional work. You'll be able to optimize your practice with easy-to-use reports, market your practice to patients, payers, and referring physicians, and maximize payment. It's the only nationwide registry building integrations for PT practices, regardless of what EHR you have. Sign up for a demo now at ptoutcomes.com/go.
That's ptoutcomes.com/go.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry, brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
Sherry, are you ready for three questions?
Shoot.
All right, here we go. Talking about moving around, if you were to settle down for 13 straight weeks, I don't know if you're ever actually in the same place for more than 13 weeks, Sherry. Where would you want to go that you haven't been a physical therapist and an athletic trainer in the U.S. that you'd want to try and hang out?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. Hawaii, Colorado, Alaska are kind of the big ones here on this show.
Yep.
Second
Alaska
question.
In the summer.
Yeah, well, yeah. And here's the best part. Aureus actually has assignments in Hawaii in the summer. This is legit. Second question. What's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Oh, I read a lot. There's been so many books, but from a just even disability sports standpoint, there's a book about Nick Scandone. He had been an elite sailor and then moved on with his life after he didn't qualify for an Olympic Games, just narrowly missed out, and then was married and then was diagnosed with ALS and became a Paralympic sailor, won the Paralympic gold medal in Beijing, and then died shortly after it. His wife wrote a book about their experiences after he passed. And it's just an incredible story of, the heart of what we do from a caregiver standpoint, and specifically from her standpoint as his wife, but then also from the spirit of what sport's all about in general. So that's probably, from a purely adaptive sports standpoint, one of the most inspiring ones that I've read.
I love that a lot. I'm going to give that a read. I like it. Last question on three questions. Who's someone that the audience should know more about? Well, let's stick with your circle in Paralympic sports. Who's somebody else that the audience should know more about?
I think she's probably pretty well publicized, but I don't think most of the people truly know her full story, and that's Amy Purdy. And so that would be the other book that I would recommend maybe people read, is about her story. Like, they know her from Dancing with the Stars and, maybe her Paralympic bronze in Sochi. Which she just won silver in that Pyeongchang, but snowboarding wouldn't actually even be in the Paralympics if it wasn't for her. She started a nonprofit organization that pushed the International Paralympic Committee to to play snowboarding in the games. So she's done a lot for a lot of people, including getting snowboarding into the games, but then she's done a lot for people outside of that as well. So I think hers would be a good one for people to know more about.
Love that. Love that story. And yeah, I want to look more into that. Maybe I'll try to get her on the show. Maybe you can hook me up.
I probably don't have those connections to do so, but read her book. It's great.
Sounds good. All right. So one last thing. We have a tradition on the show. We have parting shots.
This is The Parting Shot.
Brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offers continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding student internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what the IHL can do for you and support your professional development. Go to brooksihl.org.
So if you were to leave a parting shot, maybe for some people out there listening who might want to get involved in working with Paralympic athletes at any level, what would you want to let them know?
Probably that. Best way to even get started is to just look around your community and see what's available. Most larger cities have adaptive sport programs, but even some, like, I guess, mid-major, if you will, cities do as well. And then with that, obviously trying to tie in with local school systems, because most don't have any opportunities available in terms of extracurricular activities for students that have different impairments. So I would start there to kind of, if you will, build your resume in terms of working with adaptive sports. But if you're wanting to travel with Team USA, your best bet is to go on to the Team USA website and apply as a volunteer for that 2-week program, and that will get you tied in pretty quick.
Love that. Sherry Walters, good luck to your athletes coming up in the next couple of seasons for you. Sherry, appreciate you taking some time out between your busy, busy schedule to let us know a little bit more about the Paralympic Games. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Treating at a pro bono clinic, working in a soup kitchen, cleaning up a park, no matter where or how, we have the ability to positively impact change. Whether we call ourselves physical therapists or physiotherapists, service embodies who we are, what we do, and how we act. Become a part of PT Day of Service. Become a part of PT Day of Service as we join together to better the world. Find out how you can get involved at ptdayofservice.com.